Well, a great day to be with you. Maybe not the best day in the cotton market. We've been off about 100 points this week, and nevertheless, certainly glad to be here. I've fought this week a little bit of what the cotton market has been fighting off and on for a good number of months. I met a doctor with a knife, but so far he hadn't been able to take me all the way down. The problem that we continue to fight here is demand, demand, demand. We just continue to lose market share, and it's just a fight that just seems to have no end. There seems to be no champion to step forward for cotton to recoup and to recover to create new demand. We continue to see the U.S. crop, I think, shrink. We continue to see the foreign crop shrink. Basically, we also continue to see world consumption shrink. We'll certainly get a USDA report this coming week. I would anticipate that the U.S. crop will be down about 300,000 bales, down to 13 million. We could lower exports maybe 100,000 bales, but I think mostly we'll take that out of carryover, and we'll drop carryover down quite probably below 3 million bales, probably down to about 2.9, and that's certainly speaking of a very small carryover. Additionally, we continue to see, even with a smaller crop, we've got an outstanding crop with respect to quality, one of the better crops that we've had. You look around the Mid-South, you look around the Southeast, the problem would be the South Carolina crop, which had the hurricane hit it, and it's really just wiped it out from the standpoint of quality. It's taken it down basically to a 52, whereas we're seeing a lot of 31s. We're seeing some very strong, very good strength. We're seeing some very excellent length in this crop, but nevertheless, and we're going to have to wait to get the premium. And if that suggests to us that we need to go ahead and move this crop in the cash market, take whatever pop, take whatever loan deficiency payment, buy a call that's 3 cents out of the money or so, probably go out to a May or a July call. Purchase that, and we sit back, and we hope to store the crop that way and recoup that investment later on. That typically is what we can expect to see. We had some good export numbers this week that was associated, I think, with the lower price. But nonetheless, we continue to see textile mills sit back and basically say, we're not going to come to the market. The market continues to come back to us. And I think the mills continue to just sit back and wait. Additionally, with a little bit now of shrinking world consumption, we've seen some excess inventory build in the yarn market, and that tells mills again, sit back, don't be aggressive at all in buying cotton. So that's hurt. That's been hurting our situation. The basis had been running fairly strong, and certainly the basis for premium remains very strong, if not actually getting adding a little bit to its strength, but we're losing that the strengthening basis. We're losing that with respect to what we're seeing in the futures market. As we move forward, as I say, we can look next week to see a smaller crop. We'll have a smaller crop in India. We'll see a smaller crop around the world. It could be down as low as 3 million bales off of the current level that USDA is carrying, which would take the crop down to about 104, maximum 105 million bales. But as we sit here today, what we're continuing to say is that with the quality that we're seeing, it certainly behooves us, in my opinion, to go ahead and take the pop, take the loan deficiency to the extent it's there, buy the distant call, and we'll look to recoup that later in the marketing year. Thanks so much. Have a good week.
Be sure to mark your calendar for the Idea Ag Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 1st through 3rd at the Amarillo Civic Center. The Idea Ag Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show connects thousands of attendees from the High Plains of Texas and five neighboring states with more than 350 industry manufacturers and suppliers. Visit allagnews.com to get more information on the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. We'll see you in Amarillo December 1st through 3rd. Sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, Texas Commodity Symposium, and High Plains Journal.
Did you know as much as 75 to 95% of your applied phosphorus fertilizer gets fixed in the soil, making it unavailable for plant use? The solution is Avail. Avail is a phosphorus fertilizer enhancer that can increase the availability of applied phosphorus fertilizers regardless of how or when it is applying. Protect your phosphorus investment with Avail. Contact your local crop nutrition and fertilizer supplier or look on the web at vlsci.com for Desjardins Life Science.